A large city skyline. Aerial shot of skyscrapers. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. A person opens a tote full of Christmas decorations. Text, Christmas made to order. A hybrid production. Alexa Painavica. A person hangs a snowman ornament on a tree. Text, Jonathan Bennett, Joe, Marie Payton. A massive Christmas tree outside of a skyscraper. Text, Jacob Young, Chelsea Gilson, April Matson, Tamari Dunbar. Casting by Donald Paul Pemrick, CSA and Dini Frong, CSA. Music by Nick Sewell. Music supervisor Mark Ferrari. Costume designer Nancy Cannon. Production designer Melissa May. Edited by William Boudel. Director of photography Theo Angel. A woman with Christmas tree apron smiles as she observes Christmas decor. Text, line producer Marcus Bishop Hill. A mall cop enters through elevator. Text, associate producer Jennifer Notas Shapiro.
Looks great, Gretchen.
Thanks, Tim.
She looks up at him and he looks down at her with a smile. He gives a thumbs up and nods. Text, co-producers Peter Sullivan, Brian Nolan. She giggles. Text, executive producers Jeffrey Schenck, Zelma Kiwi, Barry Barnholtz.
Yeah, could you give this to Gary? Thank you.
Written by Matt Marks and Anna White. A man walks down a decorated hallway. Text, directed by Sam Irvin. He enters a large office.
Please tell me you went home and slept last night, Stephen.
We break ground on the museum this afternoon.
That's not an answer.
Sips coffee.
What is that tie?
Looks down.
It's my Christmas is only a few weeks away tie.
It's very, festive.
Sorry if I actually enjoy getting into the spirit of Christmas.
Hey, I enjoy Christmas. It's the one day a year I don't answer my cell phone on the first ring.
Rachel wanted to talk to you. Looks like we might have an investor for the shopping center.
More than a chance. They want to hear pitches this week. And if they like what they hear, they'll invest. Stephen, I need you to take the lead on this.
Yeah, no problem.
I know you're super busy with the museum.
No, I can totally do both.
You land this pitch, and I have a feeling the board will have no problem making you a partner. And Tom, you're next in line.
She walks away. Stephen stands up from the large desk and leaves.
Where are you going?
Big day ahead. Got a refill on espresso.
He exits elevator and Gretchen pours fake snow on him.
I am so sorry.
No, it's my fault. I wasn't looking where I was going. Oh, what is this?
It's snow. Well, it's fake snow from all the decorations.
She looks up at him. He glares at the surroundings. He turns around, eyes wide.
That is a lot of Christmas.
Well, it is almost Christmas.
Right. Yeah, I didn't expect to see the building lobby decked out this much.
Oh, well, the building manager just hired me. I am a holiday decorator.
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm. And it's a really great job. People love holiday cheer, and they like when their surroundings reflect that.
Yeah, it's a bit much.
She winces.
Are you always this harsh on Christmas, or just when you're covered in snow?
No, I'm not being harsh. Okay, it's just... Christmas is one day a year. You know, I think people go overboard for it.
Oh, actually, it's a lot more than just one day a year. It's a whole season of wonderful things, and I think people should go overboard.
I can tell you're passionate about it. It's not really my thing.
Okay, well, I'm really sorry about your sweater, and... You know what? Honestly, it just looks like you could have used the holiday cheer. So, Merry Christmas.
Gretchen walks away. Brows furrowed, he shakes his head with a smirk and continues through the building. A massive Christmas tree outside a skyscraper. Gretchen walks through an office with numerous Christmas trees. A woman approaches her with a cup of coffee.
Hey, Marie. They gave me an extra cappuccino this morning.
Oh, thank you. I had another decorating job earlier. A building on West 6th.
That's great news. That's what, like your second new client this month?
Right? I mean, I'm so thankful for Nolan letting me work here part-time, but if I just get a few more clients, I can take on holiday decorating full time.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. I mean, getting to decorate the look of a space, complete creative control, there's nothing like it.
Morning, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Need to go over the setup for the desk catalog. I have some notes on your last layout. They need less color and want it to feel more crisp.
What's that supposed to mean?
Not exactly sure, but I told them you could figure it out. Also, we're shooting the display for Woodfire magazine. Here's a description of how the company wants it to look, so just do what you did last time and give them exactly what they want. Thanks.
He walks away.
Complete creative control, you say? That's the dream.
She smiles. She sighs and looks up. Outside, she drives a SUV down the street with a smile. Her car parks at the Silver Pine Inn. She gets out of the car and shuts the door. She carries a large red bag on her shoulder as she passes people who travel downstairs.
These companies all want such specific looks for their catalogs. No matter how many ideas that I suggest, it just doesn't matter. Nobody listens.
I know it's only a part-time job, but I still wish you could quit. Focus full-time on your business.
I can't. Not until things pick up a little more.
And who knows how long that will be. Right now, you're splitting your energy. Maybe all you need to do is focus on one thing, the thing you're passionate about.
I will. I just need a few more clients first.
I wish I could pay you for helping me decorate this place.
Don't be silly. The inn is what inspired me to even start Holidays Made to Order. One of my favorite Christmas traditions is decorating this place with you.
Might as well.
Her Aunt Lindsay smiles from behind the counter. A large blue LED light stringed Christmas tree. Stephen writes on a piece of paper at his desk. He turns with a smile and answers the video chat.
Uncle Steven!
Working late? That's new.
Hey, Paige. How'd the volleyball tournament go last week?
Oh, that was a month ago, but it went well.
Good. You are by far my most talented niece.
I'm your only niece.
That has nothing to do with it.
Did you get a hold of Uncle Steven?
She waves to laptop.
Hey, sis.
Oh, good. I need to talk to you.
I know. I need to book my flight, but it looks like this year's going to be another year of me just flying to your place on Christmas Eve and then flying back on the 26th.
Plans are changing.
How so?
A pipe burst in our house. Thankfully, we caught it before this place turned into an indoor swimming pool.
Oh no, I'm so sorry.
It's going to be a major job to repair it, so
they're turning our water off for at least a week.
Yikes.
Exactly. So, obviously, we can't host Christmas this year.
No, I wouldn't expect you to.
And since Mom and Dad moved into that condo, they don't have enough space for all of us.
He backs up.
So what are you saying?
What if we all came to you?
You could host Christmas this year.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
I have got a lot going on at work, and in no way
am I prepared for this. I mean, I don't even have a tree.
Come on, you've never done it.
It's long past due. Plus, I already told Mom that you would.
What? Why?
Because you love us, and you miss us, and you have that nice house, and it would be fun, and did I mention you love us?
I don't think you guys would have any fun. You know, I have to work the whole time.
Please, Uncle Steven. Visiting you will be way more fun than staying here.
Plus, I want to see what Christmas is like in Salt Lake.
He nods, lips tight.
Okay. Yes, let's have Christmas at my place.
Cars parked on side of street.
No, I totally understand. And if your company has a budget for a decorator next year, I also do other holidays. Hello?
Gretchen hangs up.
New client?
No, actually, it was a cancellation.
Frowns.
And what will cheer you up? That guy Pete I've been seeing, we're going out tonight, and he has a really cute friend, Josh.
I already told you, I am not ready to get into anything.
Thank you. It's been months since you and Zach split. I think that a fun night out will do you good.
Do you know what I need? I need a new client. Not a new boyfriend.
She lifts coffee cup up. Outside, massive red Christmas ornament sculptures by a skyscraper. Stephen and Tom in their office. Tom tightens his lips and looks at Stephen.
Don't be stressed. You've pitched to investors this big before. I'm sure you'll do great.
It's not the pitch. I found out last night that my entire family is coming here for Christmas.
Nice!
No, it's not. Each year, my sister throws this elaborate family holiday. Everything is perfect. And now they're all coming here and they expect the same. My mom texted me last night saying how excited she is to see my place all decorated, and I don't think that the Santa reindeer that I picked up is really gonna cut it.
Okay, breathe. I'm sure your family knows you're busy with work and we'll cut you some slack.
I come from a family of overachievers. If it's not perfect, it ain't good.
So hire someone.
Do people do that?
Ask around.
Actually, wait a minute. The other day I ran into this woman who was hired to decorate the building lobby.
There you go. Ask the guy in the lobby. I'm sure he'll give you her name. What?
We didn't really get off to a great start.
Still worth a try. I mean, what else are you gonna do?
Tom smiles. Steven squints and nods. Security guard.
She did a nice job.
Thank you.
You bet.
Text, holidays made to order, Gretchen Hart. Phone number.
This looks great. It's perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Well done. Take a break. Go grab some lunch.
Oh, Marie, good job.
Gretchen walks past Gingerbread House.
Oh.
She reaches into pocket and answers phone.
Hello, this is Gretchen.
Hey, it's Steven Brenner. We met the other day in my building lobby. Well, actually, we
sort of ran into each other.
In my building lobby.
The snow is all water-based, so it should have come right out of your sweater.
No, the sweater's fine. That's not why I'm calling. I actually wanted to hire you for your services.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
I know that's probably the last thing you expect me to be calling about, given our exchange.
My entire family is coming in for the holiday, and I need my house decorated for Christmas as soon as possible.
Her mouth open.
Yeah, I can actually be there this afternoon.
Wow.
Okay, great. I will, I'll send you my address.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
With a smile, she hangs up.
3 gigs in 1 month? Okay.
She grins, nods, and turns around. She drives down a residential street lined with over-the-top Christmas decor and approaches Steven's house. It is a large yellow and sandy brick home with no Christmas decorations outside. She gets out of her SUV and carries her large red purse with a smile as she approaches the home.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Yeah, I'll get those sketches over tonight. Gotta go. Sorry about that. I'm not usually home from work this early.
Thank you for coming over on such short notice.
All in the name of Christmas.
Exactly. Come on in.
She smiles and enters his home. He shuts the door behind her. She walks around the corner and inspects the house.
I really like your neighborhood. All the other houses are very festive and decorated. Yours is nice too. It's just... it'll be fun to start with a blank slate. I've got my work cut out for me.
Very large living room.
So, what kind of Christmas are you looking for? I can do traditional, modern, we can go full-blown North Pole with animatronic reindeer.
I guess I was just thinking, Christmas.
Okay, well, how about I just take a look around? I will get some measurements and just get a feel for your place.
By all means.
She grabs a framed photo and inspects, then turns to him.
Is this your family?
Yeah, the ones that are coming.
You look like you're really close.
We are. That's why I want to make this special for them.
She nods. 6 people in the photo. She sets it down.
Will you help me measure the kitchen island?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the island.
Oh.
Thank you. Here you go.
Hands him tape measure.
So, does your family also believe that Christmas decorations are, how did you put it? A little much?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. I was really flustered from all this stuff at work. I was designing a new building, so I'm sorry.
Are you an architect?
Yeah, I work for Geyser Corporation. Can design a building, just can't decorate the inside.
Well, don't even worry. I already have a bunch of ideas for this place. So tomorrow after work, I will just go pick up a whole bunch of stuff and get started.
This isn't your job?
I stage for a catalog, but it's really mundane and restrictive. But it's a job. So I started Holidays Made to Order as my passion project, and I hope to make it my job.
I didn't realize this before, but it's actually not a bad business idea.
Oh, well, I don't just do Christmas. I do all holidays. Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Halloween. Basically, if it's a day off with a whole lot of food, that's my time to shine. But really, Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Closes taped measure.
Good, because I need some help.
Well, you don't have to worry about a thing. Tomorrow, I'm going to come back and transform this place into a Christmas wonderland.
She slings red purse over her shoulder and turns to him with a smile. He looks at his phone and doesn't notice her. Her mouth opens slightly. In a time lapse, sparse clouds roll over the city with mountains in the distance. Exterior decorations on Steven's house. Inside, he writes at a desk. He looks outside, writes a bit more, then stands up and looks out the window. Gretchen on a ladder that leans against a porch column. He approaches her.
Hey.
Hi.
Do you need help? That seems dangerous for one person.
Oh, it's okay. I'm a pro.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. It's just heights make me nervous.
So, let me help.
Thanks.
Stephen holds onto the ladder.
So what made you get in the Christmas business?
Oh, my aunt. She owns an inn right outside of the city in Silver Pine, and growing up, it was my job to decorate for every holiday.
Silver Pine, yeah. I've heard of it. Never been.
What? It's amazing. I mean, it's right outside of the city, but when you go there, it feels like this whole other world. Especially at Christmas time, they have carolers, and this old school movie theater plays all these Christmas movies, and my aunt, she hosts this apple cider making party. The whole neighborhood's there. It's really great. I love Christmas.
Sounds neat.
They smile at each other.
Will you hand me those lights?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, little knot here.
Yeah.
At nighttime, the house fully decorated.
Cute.
She places cards on a tablecloth. She holds a glass jar of peppermints.
All right, they just texted me, so they should be here any minute.
What do you think? Huh? Room. What do you think?
He looks around.
Wow.
Eyes wide.
My family might actually be in shock.
Oh, you still need to get a Christmas tree, but I thought that was something fun you could do with your family.
Yeah, if there's time.
Just make time.
He looks at her.
They're here.
She smiles.
It's gonna be great.
Here we go.
Stephen leaves to greet his family while she spreads out cards on a placement with a grin. He opens the door.
Maybe we can order a pizza.
Hey. Merry Christmas.
Uncle Stephen.
You know the front of your house is decorated, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, hosting Christmas. Who would have thought?
I'm so excited that we're doing Christmas at your house,
hi, Mom.
Darling.
Really excited. She's very eager to see how this all comes together. We all are.
So am I.
Oh.
My
well, God. Certainly smells festive.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Is anything like the cookie catalog? Oh,
pretty nice.
Uncle Stephen, this looks amazing.
Did you do this?
Not exactly. Everyone, I'd like you to meet my Christmas decorator, Gretchen.
Hello.
Well, the place is lovely. Oh,
thank you.
That's my dad, Ben, my mom, Ellen, my sister, Kirsten, my brother-in-law, Jeff, and my lovely niece, Paige.
Hello. That was a lot of names. It's lovely to meet you all.
See, honey? I told you Stephen would come through. Nothing to worry about. Isn't that right, Stephen?
Well, I don't know about the rest of the week, but, the house. I mean, the house is definitely on point, so.
Yeah, well, what should I do with the presents? I don't see a tree.
Don't have one yet.
Got any food? I'm starving.
So, what's there to do in Salt Lake for Christmas?
Well, you...
You know, there's actually a lot happening with your family, so I'm gonna get out of here.
She smiles.
Can
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, of course.
Excuse us.
Bye.
Okay, we need to talk.
He takes her in back room.
So,
they seem really happy. I think tonight was a success.
So I want to hire you.
Oh, I thought you already hired me.
No, not as a decorator. I want to hire you for all things Christmas. Be a Christmas ambassador.
I don't know what this means.
My family's expecting a week filled with fun Christmas activities, and I don't even know where to start. I have a pitch coming up, and I can't be there for them the way that they deserve. They need someone who loves and appreciates Christmas to make it the best year it can be.
I'm just a decorator.
Well, then think of it as decorating for the entire Christmas experience. Name your price.
Well, this is the most interesting offer I've ever had.
You do this, and I will talk to my boss about making you the official decorator for Geyser. All the buildings.
You would do that?
Yeah, I would.
He nods. She does too.
You have yourself a deal.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
They go back to the living room with the family.
Gretchen, I can't believe how great this place looks.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you guys like it.
I've actually just asked Gretchen to stay on as our official Christmas coordinator. I've got a lot of work to do, and she knows Christmas better than anyone, so she agreed to help out.
You hired someone to help us do Christmas?
Yes.
I actually think it's a pretty good idea.
That's very nice of you. Are you sure?
Oh, I love it. And I know how much Steven wants you all to have a really good time, so it's perfect.
Well, I think that's cool. It's like having your own personal Christmas tour guide.
Ooh. All right, well, first up, I thought tomorrow we could go pick out a Christmas tree, a little family outing. There's a great Christmas tree farm right outside the city.
Go and find the biggest tree, whatever one you want. You pick it out, Paige. It's on me.
You're not coming?
I can't. I've got too much work to do.
Son, we all came here to be with you. You can't take a few hours off to come pick out a tree.
I was really looking forward to hanging out with you.
Paige frowns. Gretchen tightens lips in slight smile. Steven's parents look down and frown.
You know what? I'll work extra late tonight so I can take some time off tomorrow.
He nods. Gretchen does too.
You guys are gonna love it.
She smiles and nods at them. Text, Christmas trees, choose your own. Several people walk around snowy Christmas tree farm and inspect trees. Couples hold hands as they walk together.
Perfect Christmas tree is finding one with the strongest scent and where when you bend the needles, they don't snap.
What kind of tree holds the needles the best?
Fraser fir. Okay, I want you guys to cover some ground, so fan out. Go find a good tree.
Gretchen smiles at tree.
How do you know so much about Christmas trees?
My dad taught me.
Gretchen looks up at Steven.
Duty calls.
Yep.
He leaves.
I'm gonna go look for some trees over here.
Okay, perfect.
Hey, Gretchen, what about this one?
Okay, so this is nice, but do you see how at the bottom it's already browning? You don't want that.
Yeah, well, we have an artificial tree at home. We're kind of new at this. So how long have you and my brother been seeing each other?
Oh, no, we're not. No, I'm just the decorator. And I guess now also the Christmas coordinator, so... we just met like 3 days ago.
See, I told you.
I was hoping he was finally moving on.
Moving on?
He had his heart broken a few years ago. That's when he really started to bury himself in work. So I was just hoping things were finally changing. Oh, what about this one? Gretchen, come here.
That's really pretty.
Steven smiles at Paige.
Thanks. I didn't know anybody was listening.
He approaches.
I didn't know you could sing.
Only sometimes.
You're really good.
Thanks.
She winces and looks down.
What's wrong?
I don't think my parents would feel the same way.
What makes you say that?
Well, my mom wants me to get a volleyball scholarship just like her, and my dad wants me to be a doctor just like him.
They don't even know I'm taking choir this semester. Please don't tell them.
He gestures as if he locks his lips.
But you should tell them. You never know. They might be into it.
No, can you imagine what my dad would say if I said I wanted to be a singer instead of a doctor?
Right. Well, maybe ease him into it. My dad wanted me to be a lawyer for the longest time.
Really? Grandpa always talked about how he hated being a lawyer.
He wanted me to take over his firm. Telling him that I wanted to be an architect. Well, it was a pretty hard thing to do. But you know what? It all turned out okay in the end.
Paige looks down.
Hey, you know what else we should do? Get hot chocolate if you want some.
Yes, please.
Okay. Come on.
He pats her back and leads her. Paige's parents and Steven.
Guess what?
What?
Gretchen found the biggest, fullest tree on the lot. It's going to look beautiful in your living room.
Really? Yeah.
At least I think I did.
He squints.
Are we sure we want to do that? Don't you think we want to find like a little scrawny tree that just needs a lot of love and then we decorate him up real big so he feels good about himself?
The others look at each other. Paige shakes head.
Or not.
Gretchen's nose crinkles as she laughs at Steven. Outside of Steven's house at nighttime. Colorful string lights.
Okay, so just move the tree a little to the right. No, right
to the right?
Back.
Wait, that's
a more.
That way. This is heavy.
No, just keep going. Stop. There.
Right there?
Perfect.
Okay. There we go.
Wow. All right, just some lights and ornaments, and this tree's gonna come to life.
All right, guys. Good luck.
Where are you going?
I gotta finish my drawings. Gotta get work done at some point, Mom.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
She stands up.
Okay.
Mom smiles and nods. Gretchen frowns and bares teeth. Steven walks past. The other guests frown and sit.
Why don't we put some lights on the tree? Come
All right.
on.
Well, this is pretty.
Get this untangled.
Yeah. It's got tinsel in it.
I will untangle those. Oh, thanks, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
Steven at desk.
Look, here's another box of ornaments. I have no idea how you got that star up there. That was amazing.
Sweetheart, that's very off-center.
Then on couch.
Well, you're welcome to hang it yourself. Oh,
this is way more fun.
Ellen with hands on hips raises brows at him. Gretchen grins.
Why don't I just go help the kids make some hot chocolate?
Oh, good idea.
She grins at him. He stands and leaves.
Men.
I think you guys are cute.
Oh.
Should we put this in the center?
Yeah.
Let's see. About right there.
He was right.
She nods.
Yeah.
Steven smiles as he continues to work. He draws a building schematic. He frowns as he hears the laughter, then stands up. He enters living room.
It's beautiful.
You guys really knocked it out of the park.
This looks great.
It really does.
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's amazing. I love it.
Great.
Oh.
Wow. My living room has never looked better. Mm. Oh, you guys did a fantastic job.
It's perfect.
Now it is.
You guys, I'm gonna get going. Good night.
Today was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Will you be coming back tomorrow?
Yes. I have work in the morning, but the afternoon off, and I figured we would go to my aunt's inn over in Silver Pine. She's having an apple cider party. The entire neighborhood gets together, and they make homemade spice cider. It's amazing.
That sounds fun.
All right.
Okay, I'll walk you to your car.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
She waves.
Bye.
Sister looks around, brows raised and with a smile.
So, I take it you are not going to be joining us at the inn tomorrow?
Can't. Too much to do.
She stands by her vehicle.
All right, well, have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Handshake. They hug.
Thanks.
Oh, let me get that. There you go.
Well, thank you.
Service here, you know?
Such a gentleman.
Thank you. Have a good one.
She tries to start up her car.
That's not good.
I have an idea.
just as I suspected. It's your alternator.
My sister, ladies and gentlemen, the best mechanic in the family.
I restore old cars in my spare time.
That's impressive.
What can I say? We're a family of overachievers.
I could probably fix it by tomorrow.
That would be great.
You want me to give you a ride home?
Yes, but I have a lot of supplies in my trunk.
I don't mind.
Okay.
She smiles at him.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
His sister nods and looks over at him. She grins and continues to work on the car. Outside of apartment number 5, a small wreath on the door. They carry boxes into her apartment.
You can just, set it on the counter. Thank you.
This is your apartment?
Yeah, this is it.
I just assumed I'd be walking into something that looked like Santa's workshop.
I know. I pull out my decorations every year, but between my day job and trying to start this new business, I never really get around to it. What?
It's just, I guess we're more alike than I thought. We both work too much.
Thank you for giving me a ride and bringing all this stuff in.
Yeah, of course.
He nods.
Good night.
Good night.
They gaze into each other's eyes. He walks to the door. He turns to her.
Bye.
Bye.
He leaves and she shuts the white door, mouth slightly ajar. She looks at boxes of Christmas decorations around her house. Wispy orange clouds and a blue sunrise over the mountain range. A silver car drives down the street. Silver pine and sign. Steven's female family members enter.
Welcome to the Silver Pine Inn!
Wow, this place is lovely. Forget Steven's place. Can we stay here?
Kirsten, Paige, Ellen, this is my Aunt Lindsay.
So good to meet you.
You too.
You have a wonderful niece.
Oh, I like to think so. Car's right out front. Good as new.
Thank you. I cannot believe she fixed my car. You are very impressive.
Well, it was the least we could do after all your help yesterday.
Now, have any of you ever made mulled cider before?
Brows raised.
No.
Ooh, well, you're in for a treat.
Gretchen and Lindsay smile. A woman's hand selects an apple from a red bowl. She cuts it into slices. Several people work by a decorated fireplace.
Nice job, ladies.
Oh, keep in mind, the finer you slice them, the easier it is to mash them later. So, Paige, have you figured out where you want to apply to colleges yet?
We're hoping she gets a volleyball scholarship.
You play volleyball?
She is so good, just like her mom at that age.
Do you like it? Yeah, of course. See, I was not very coordinated with sports in high school, but if it had to do with creating something like art class or set design for a play, that's where I thrived.
It's no wonder you became a professional decorator.
Well, not yet. Maybe after a few more clients.
Ellen looks down.
Am I doing this right?
That's perfect. This is great. Actually, we can just throw them in the bowl. That looks great.
Apples in bowl.
Pitch is confirmed. You'll be talking directly with Davis Bowers. He's the CEO of the investment firm. You feel ready?
I will be.
Good.
Steven checks his phone. A photo of the family. Text, wish you were here at the cider party.
Going well? I've redrawn the layout like 10 times.
You could use a break. Step away. That always helps me get a new perspective.
You think so?
Yeah. You didn't take lunch. You should take an early dinner.
Okay.
You're actually taking my advice?
Yeah.
Steven nods and smiles.
Yeah, I am.
He grins, then walks past Tom, who furrows his brows and continues on. Aunt Lindsay with Santa hat.
Feel free to use a few more cinnamon sticks and cloves. The more spice, the zestier the flavor.
Mmm. A few more, Mom, not the rest.
Got it.
That smells amazing.
I call Paige's batch.
You came!
I thought I'd take a break. That picture you sent me really got me craving apple cider.
I see how it is. Now that we've done all the labor and hard work, you show up for some hot apple cider.
It's a win-win.
Gretchen smiles at him. A framed photo of Gretchen and her Aunt Lindsay. They smile as they stand outside of the log cabin-style Silver Pine Inn. Steven sets down the picture and picks up another one.
There you are.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to be back here. Is this you?
Yep.
I guess you could say you've always been tangled up in Christmas.
Oh, that was a terrible Christmas pun. But yeah, you could say that.
Steven smiles and picks up another photo.
This your parents?
Mm-hmm. They passed away when I was younger.
I'm sorry.
She shakes her head and sips from a red mug.
The cider's delicious.
Glad you got to taste it.
Me too. Seems like they're having fun out there.
Oh, I knew they would. That's what Christmas is all about.
Apple cider parties?
No, it's about getting your family together and making memories. All the holiday decorating is just kind of what brings us all together.
Well, cheers to that.
They clink mugs. A photo of the actress and her husband in real life.
Who's that?
That is my ex. I don't know why my aunt still has that hair.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's okay. He wasn't right for me.
How so?
Well, when I left my job at a big corporation to start my holiday decorating business, he thought I was frivolous.
That's not good.
No. I mean, he just thought that I had something good going, so why be silly and mess it up?
Well, I have to say, as a client of your new business, he couldn't have been more wrong.
Well, I knew he wasn't right for me when he didn't believe in me.
She smiles.
What about you?
A few years back, I was going to propose to my long-term girlfriend, and I found out she was in love with someone else.
Oh, sorry.
After we broke up, I put all my energy into my work. And I guess you could say the silver lining is I'm about to be made partner.
You know, life has a funny way of just working itself out.
There you guys are. Jeff texted. He and Dad are picking up some steaks. Gretchen, you must join us for dinner tonight.
Thank you. I actually have a few things I have to get done, though.
I insist.
So do I.
Well, what can I bring?
You.
She looks up at him with blushed cheeks.
I will be there.
Her Aunt Lindsay smiles and holds a mug. Steven's house at night.
I come downstairs, and Steven has opened up all of the Christmas presents, even the ones for the dog.
What?
Hey, keep in mind, this was the middle of the night. I had just gone to bed.
I wake up with Kirsten screeching at the top of her lungs, jump out of bed to see what was wrong.
We get downstairs, and the place is covered in wrapping paper and ribbons, and Steven's just sitting there playing with his new truck.
Okay, guys, I was like 5 when this happened, okay? I think you need to start your story with that. It's not like this was last year.
I think Gretchen brought some cookies, so I'm gonna go put them out.
Actually, they are not just any ordinary cookies. They are cookies that need to be decorated. I figured we could have some fun after dinner.
Ooh, yes. Yes, that sounds so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, does anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I
do
see.
Help?
Oh, really?
Do Christmas trees have to be green?
Oh, I love the clean plastic gumdrop. Are these
Hey, give me one of those white ones.
We are all going to have a show.
I'll have to go on.
We'll be asleep in 10 minutes.
Oh, I love your Christmas tree cookie. Thank you. I like your...
Reindeer.
Reindeer.
Well, it will make more sense when you put a nose on them.
Here. See that?
Yeah.
You do not have to squeeze that hard.
I'm trying to make it like your perfectly decorated cookies over there.
Oh, you like my perfectly decorated cookies?
They're great.
Well, they took a long time to figure out how to make, so...
Yeah, I believe it.
I'm kidding. It's really easy. Come here. Okay, I just hold it a little lower. I'm gonna squeeze it and go in a circle. Yeah. You're not even looking.
Steven's phone rings. He picks it up. Work calls him. He hits decline, then sets it back down. Gretchen stares at him, eyes wide with a small smile. He raises his brows and his smile fades as everyone stares at him.
Guys, these cookies aren't going to decorate themselves. Come on.
They all look at each other.
You're actually holding your own house on your face?
That's true.
That's
look,
That's why we
It's me as a snowman.
It's a happy Christmas.
He doesn't even look like a snowman.
I think you like him.
What? No, he's just a client. He likes my decorating skills, and I'm helping coordinate Christmas. It's business.
You haven't stopped talking about him or his family for the last hour. It's more than just a client.
Okay, but it's not like that. We have an arrangement. I am helping him with Christmas, and he's going to help me land new clients.
Perfect. But you think he's cute.
I'm leaving.
Outside his office.
The place will have a completely modern feel. Lots of glass and smooth surfaces. Concrete all around.
Man nods.
No. I don't think that's it.
I'm sorry. What's not it?
I like it, but no. No, if my company's going to invest in this, it needs to be different.
Is there a certain part of it that you don't like?
All of it.
But you just said you like some of it.
Yes. It's one of those things, it's difficult for me to describe exactly what we want. I just know it's not this.
All right, I will come up with some new plans and give you some more options.
We have another meeting across town, so save those ideas for another day.
No problem.
How about we set up a meeting for day after tomorrow? Steven can draw up some more plans, and hopefully it'll be something more in the area of what you guys had in mind.
I am a fan of your work. I know we're in the right ballpark. Teaming up with the Geyser Corporation means a lot. I just want to make sure we do it right before we invest.
I won't let you down.
Okay. Talk then. Thank you.
He stands and leaves with his assistant. Rachel looks to Steven with wide eyes. Steven puts palm over face.
Well, that could have gone better.
I still don't know what it is that he wants.
I know it's frustrating. They only know what they don't want.
I should have had some backup plans ready to go.
No, it's fine. Just go back to the drawing board. You'll figure it out. You always find a way.
Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Find the best of the best to sing. People come from all over to hear.
Oh, I love this street. Steven, why haven't you taken us here before?
I didn't know about it.
Now let's have some of you join us.
Steven looks to Paige.
Paige.
Shepherds, why this jubilee?
Sing.
Why
come on, you got this.
Was the gladsome tidings be which inspire your heavy song? Gloria in excelsis Deo, Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Her parents look to each other. Mom has tears in her eyes. Everyone smiles and claps.
That's my niece!
That's my daughter!
That's my niece right there!
Gretchen smiles at the family. A boy hands a bag of roasted nuts to another child, who hands it down the line. They repeat until all kids have a bag.
I had no idea that you could sing like that.
You have a beautiful voice. Clearly you did not get that from me.
No, she probably got it from me.
I'm not so sure about that.
No, really, Paige, you have an amazing voice. You have to join a choir.
Well, I joined the school choir recently.
Really? The more electives you have on your application, the better. Volleyball and choir? Look out, Yale. Here comes Paige.
Thanks.
She smiles as her dad kisses her head. They walk past the Diamond Room storefront. The Silver Pine Inn at night. Cozy Christmas decorations.
It was a beautiful evening.
Yeah.
Weren't the carolers wonderful?
Yeah, they sure were.
They were.
Oh, and they get better and better every year.
Do they?
It take a lot of practice to do that without any instruments.
Must have been families and their harmonies.
They were right on spot.
We have carolers in the mall at home.
Paige.
But they're nothing like
Paige turns.
Hey, is everything okay?
Kind of.
What's going on?
I've been missing volleyball practice to be in choir. I don't know how to tell them.
You know, I know what it feels like to be doing something you don't want to do, wishing you were doing something else.
Well, you know how my dad is. Can you imagine if he knew that I wanted to major in music? He'd be so disappointed. What do you think I should do?
Well, he's gonna find out sooner or later, so wouldn't you rather it came from you?
I just hate letting him down.
It's hard, I know, to take that leap because there's always risk. I took one when I left my corporate job to start the holiday decorating business, and I ended up taking a part-time job as a safety net, and it's just been a distraction. I've had a really hard time committing to my dream.
Why haven't you?
Honestly, because I've been scared, like you.
Well, who would you be letting down?
Myself.
Steven listens from another room.
I guess we both need courage.
I'm so glad there's not a legal limit to the amount of cookies you can eat because these are amazing.
How many have you had?
This is my fourth.
I'm cutting you off.
Walks away with cookies.
Hey!
Paige takes his cookie and eats it.
Thank you.
Steven holds the door open for Gretchen as they step outside.
I heard you talking to Paige earlier. I shouldn't have eavesdropped.
She's a really sweet kid.
Is it true? You're afraid to quit your job at the catalog to focus on holidays made to order full time?
I'm scared that if I take that leap and fail, I'm just gonna be stuck.
Her lips tighten. He furrows brows.
I'm afraid too.
What are you afraid of?
He shakes head and smirks.
That the minute that I'm not successful at my job, I won't have anything else.
Well, you'll always have your family.
Yeah, I know. But up until this Christmas, I've been kind of pushing them aside. And now that I've been spending more time with them, my work's suffering. It's like I can't win.
She shakes head.
I think you just need to find a better balance.
I need to be more like you and Paige. Just focus on what I want and go for it.
You don't like designing buildings?
I do. See, when I was studying to be an architect, my favorite classes were designing homes for families. And that's what I thought I was going to do with my life. And then, right out of college, Geyser offered me this amazing position. I took it. I kind of lost sight of what I really wanted to do.
What made you remember again?
He looks at her. He smiles and raises brows slightly. She grins, then shuts her mouth and leans in to kiss him. His brother-in-law emerges.
Steven, what did you do with the rest of the roasted chestnuts?
Paige has them.
Nods.
Paige?
Mm-hmm.
He goes back in with a smile.
I am gonna get going.
What's on the Christmas docket for tomorrow?
One of my favorite holiday traditions.
Which is?
You'll see.
She grins at him and leaves. He smiles as well. Outside her apartment, Gretchen enters her apartment and puts her coat on a rack. Puts keys on bag. She approaches a red and green plastic tub and removes the lid. A nutcracker inside. She lifts it out. She smiles at it, then reaches in her pocket and answers her phone.
Hello?
Is this a bad time?
No. What's up, Nolan?
The clients weren't happy with the mock-ups you and Marie submitted.
We just followed the exact description the marketing department wanted.
Well, they changed their minds.
I'm gonna need you to redo them soon.
Okay, I will get right on it.
Thanks.
Bye.
She hangs up. She puts the lid back on the nutcracker with a frown. Outside of Steven's house at nighttime. Inside, he works at architect desk. He writes measurements on a drawn-out schematic. He purses lips and raises brows as he works. He looks up, then stands up from the desk and enters the kitchen. His mom stirs a small pot in a robe. He approaches her with a smile.
Can't sleep?
I'm making you hot chocolate while you work.
She pours the hot chocolate into a mug and hands it to him with a smile.
Thanks, Mom.
He accepts the mug. They stand together with mugs.
You should be in bed.
I know. It's the price you pay for staying out and about all evening.
You know, it's funny. You didn't want to be a lawyer like your dad. But you sure followed in his footsteps when it came to work ethic.
Thanks.
It wasn't a compliment.
Right.
He tightens lips. She caresses his arm.
I'm just so glad that we came here this year. It seems so long since we've all been together.
I'm glad too, Mom.
And I think it's thanks to Gretchen.
They both smile.
Yeah, she is making Christmas pretty special, isn't she?
And after Christmas?
Well, I'm hoping that my firm will ever come on and decorate all the buildings that we own. That way I can still see more of her.
Well, I know once you're away, you could see her again. Oh, what's it called? When you like someone, you invite them to dinner to see where it goes. Oh, it's a date, Stephen. It's called a date.
Oh, I don't know. I feel kind of weird asking her out, you know? I feel like I'd be taking advantage of the situation. You know, I'm a client of hers. I promised her clients.
Did it occur to you that she might like you and say yes because of that and no other reason?
She's professional.
He nods. Ellen looks down and frowns.
Stephen.
She shakes her head.
Just because you were burned once doesn't mean that you can't give love another shot.
He nods slightly.
I know.
He looks at her with a slight smile and furrowed brows. Neighborhood of Good Toy Drive sign over a small white chapel. Stephen and Gretchen lead the family up the steps inside.
Thank you. Hi.
Wow, this place is great. I didn't even know this existed.
What? Oh, my friend volunteers all the time. Look, Neighborhood of Good. It's a great place to find ways to give back to your community all year. That's how I found out about this Christmas toy drive. So basically, everyone in Silver Pine can participate in the collections, and today we are gonna sort through all the toys, make sure they go to the right place, and then no kid in need is left out.
What a great idea.
Should we check out the tables? Come on.
Numerous children's toys on a table. A woman places another, then picks up one. Gretchen holds a baby doll.
So technically, this should go in the 10 to 12 pile. But I would totally play with this. So, should I put it in the NEH pile?
I would stick with the recommended age, but if Kirsten needs a last-minute Christmas gift for you, I will let her know.
Please do.
He smiles and raises brows. She crinkles nose.
I keep thinking about all the kids that are going to open these toys Christmas morning. How excited they'll be. How just a simple act of kindness can change a person's life for the better, you know?
She nods and gazes into his eyes.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Would you guys like some hot chocolate? One of the perks of volunteering. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Well, this day gets better and better. Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink mugs and sip.
Agreed.
There is so much to do in Silver Pine.
Well, there's a beautiful gazebo outside if you want to go for a walk.
Yeah, I could use the fresh air.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. I'll come with.
Actually, Jeff, let's go check out the cupcake stand. You guys go on ahead.
Sure.
They leave.
Gretchen, want to go for a walk?
Yeah, let's go.
She grins and they leave. A snowy outdoor garden decorated for Christmas.
And here we are again. You getting me to do something fun and slow down outside of work.
You better be careful. You're going to get addicted to this nice work-life balance.
I think I might.
I love it out here.
I used to come here all the time with my family when I was younger. My parents would take me out, and there's actually a little pond a little further out. My dad and I would go fishing.
You grew up in Silver Pine?
Mm-hmm. My parents were both born here, but after they passed away, I moved in with my Aunt Lindsay.
Well, that must have been tough.
It was, but it made me appreciate my aunt that much more.
She winces.
Actually, I used to have a really hard time with Christmas. But my aunt was amazing, and she wanted to make it enjoyable and fun, so she would plan all these activities, and we would decorate, and whatever she could do to bring that excitement to Christmas again for me, so.
Well, I'm glad she did. So that way you could share it with us.
No, I have loved spending the holiday with your family. They're really amazing.
I forgot how good it feels to be around them, you know?
You're really lucky. You know that, right?
I do.
He nods and tightens lips.
I just need to be reminded of that sometimes.
She smiles and nods, then looks to the side.
Come here. I want to show you something.
He follows her into a white gazebo trimmed with garland, word etched inside.
Believe.
Did you do this?
That was actually here when I was younger. I don't know who wrote it, but I've always wondered what they meant by believe.
Or maybe it means whatever the person needs it to mean.
I like that.
They both nod. She grins as she looks up at him. The massive, several stories tall tree outside of Stephen's office. Inside, Stephen smiles as he sits at his desk with a pencil in hand. He continues to work on the schematic. He darkens lines on the side of a gazebo. A silver car pulls into Stephen's house. He gets out of it, a mailbox for Santa Claus in his front yard. Inside, the family makes stockings.
Hey, you're here.
Hey.
What's going on here?
We're making stockings.
It was the only thing missing in your living room.
Why don't you let me know? I would have stopped and got some.
Where's the fun in that? It has a lot more meaning if you make them yourself.
Yeah, I'm sewing names on them.
You gonna join us?
He looks down.
Of course.
She shuffles over. Stephen removes his coat.
You use this one.
Okay.
Here we go. There right. You go. Okay. Trace that.
Trace
the boot.
It's
trace
a boot.
The boot.
It's a boot.
Trace the stocking.
All right.
There we go.
I am an architect, so.
Oh, so you got
pretty
this.
Good at drawing.
Good job.
I've got some great news. I just spoke to a colleague of mine who teaches at Yale Medical School, and he's invited Paige to join the high school summer pre-med program.
What?
I know, it's an incredible opportunity. Any school that sees that on your college application, shoo it.
Thanks, that's really cool of you, Dad.
It's a great program, it's very hands-on.
Does Paige even want to go?
Of course she does. Right, honey?
Stephen and Gretchen looks down at Paige, who frowns.
I wanted to spend this next summer focusing on my music.
Well, there's no reason you can't work on your music and do the program, too.
I was thinking I could apply to some of the schools out here. Maybe as a vocal major.
What?
I didn't know how to tell you. I switched out volleyball next semester for advanced choir.
Oh, I thought you loved volleyball.
I did, for a while. It's just not as fun anymore.
I thought you wanted to be a doctor just like me.
I did. But I changed my mind and I've never been as happy as I am when I'm singing.
Well, I think it's wonderful.
Ellen, Stephen, and Gretchen smile.
You have a beautiful voice. And you are capable of doing anything you set your mind to.
Thank you, Grandma.
I don't know what to say.
I should have told you sooner, I just didn't want to let either of you down.
Mom clutches her chest.
You could never let us down.
Honey, we love you no matter what. We just want you to be happy.
I'm just sorry I ever made you feel like you couldn't tell us something like this.
Stephen squeezes glue.
Oh, Stephen?
Stop!
You are getting glue everywhere.
Sorry.
I'm also very proud of you.
You're done with the stocking.
Ellen hangs stocking.
This one is mine. And this one is your grandfather's, Ben.
Kirsten hangs up stocking.
And this one's for me. And one for your father.
Hangs his up.
Here's mine.
Stephen hangs up.
Don't forget about me.
And this is an extra hook. I must have miscounted.
No. I put that there. This is for you.
You guys made me one?
You were our Christmas coach all week long. Of course we're going to make you one.
Thank you.
Ellen embraces her.
This was really cool. They really like that. Thank you.
You should do this every year.
Gretchen pats on his arm with a smile. He looks back at her stocking, then smiles to himself and walks away. Outside of Stephen's house at nighttime, the family's vehicles parked in various places. Stephen works at his desk with dim lighting. Paige walks in with a frown, then smiles at him and leans against the doorway.
Hey.
Just wanted to say goodnight.
Proud of you for telling your parents.
Thanks. I don't think I could have done it, though, without Gretchen. She really helped give me the confidence.
Yeah. She's pretty great, huh?
She nods, brows raised.
I want to do something for her. Just don't know what. I feel like the stocking wasn't enough.
I agree.
Stephen nods.
Actually, I have an idea.
Oh?
Now daytime, Aunt Lindsay bursts out of the Silver Pine Inn and hands over keys.
Here they are.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. This is a terrific idea. If it wasn't for this place, I would have done it a long time ago.
We'll do a good job.
I have it on good authority that she'll be busy at work most of the day, so go crazy.
We will.
All right, see ya.
She smiles, waves, and shuffles back inside as Stephen and Paige drive away. Gretchen's apartment door. They carry boxes upstairs.
She's gonna love this.
She is gonna love it.
They walk upstairs and enter the apartment with large cardboard boxes. Stephen turns on a light as Paige sets a box on the island.
Okay.
Stephen sets down a box. They both sigh.
Ready?
Ready.
They high-five and Paige smiles. Stephen opens a box and puts a snowman stocking on the table. A red and white stocking beside it. A piece of greenery. A tangled mass of colored string lights. Paige hands them to Stephen to manage. He works them around the tree. Paige accepts them and wraps them around as they work together. Gretchen at her desk. Nolan approaches.
Hey, great work on those photos.
Thank you. I just looked at what they liked last year and did the same.
Smart. It's very smart.
He walks away from her cubicle.
Guess what I overheard this morning in the break room?
What?
Nolan's gonna offer you a full-time position after the holidays.
Really?
Yes, he was telling the guy from accounting.
What am I supposed to say to him?
You tell him that you'll gladly accept.
Well, if I accept, I'm not gonna be able to have time to focus on holidays made to order.
Gretch, you can still keep your decorating business. Just keep it as a hobby.
Well, Stephen said that he was gonna talk to his boss about decorating for his company.
What's that saying about birds in your hand are better than birds in the tree?
That's not it at all.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is you should be happy. This is a good thing.
I am happy.
Well, we should get drinks later to celebrate.
Oh, I can't.
Plans with your adopted family?
They are not my adopted family.
Maybe someday.
Okay.
She walks away. Gretchen walks upstairs to her apartment. She holds the key in her hand. She unlocks the door and enters. Her apartment is now fully decorated for Christmas. Eyes wide, she looks around. Paige and Stephen stand in the living room.
Oh. Wow.
He extends out hands, then clasps.
What do you think? A little much?
You guys did this for me?
Paige smiles.
Well, Paige wanted to do something nice for you, and the fact that someone so into Christmas didn't even have their house decorated, Well, that's been haunting me for days, so, yeah.
Tears in her eyes.
Paige, thank you so much. And Steven, I love it.
You helped give me the courage to tell my parents what I really wanted.
And I admire you for following your dream. And you, who are you? You are so different from the person that I first met.
Right? Who was that guy in the building lobby who wasn't into Christmas? What a weirdo.
Totally.
She wipes tears from her eyes and smiles. She shakes her head as he nods at her with a smile. Outside of a movie theater at nighttime.
I love Christmas movies.
Me too. Reminds me of why I love Christmas.
They open the doors and lead the family out of the theater. Paige's parents walk arm in arm.
That was such a good idea, Gretchen. I think Dad teared up a little bit.
I had something in my eye.
Oh, well, I love the movie.
They always play the best movies at Christmas time.
So where to next?
Well, there's an amazing diner down the street, and they have incredible pie, so I figured we'd get some dessert.
Yes, please.
Lead the way.
And instead of using a simple grid to line each of our buildings, all of our shops and restaurants will be lined in a circle, all facing a center grass area where a giant gazebo will be.
Presentation.
In the summer, there'll be live concerts, and in the winter, it'll be turned into a seasonal wonderland.
Everyone in the room smiles.
I love it. I do. What made you go in this direction?
Well, I realized that the whole point of building this is to bring people together. It's not just shops and buildings. It's part of a community.
Steven raises brows. Tom smiles at him.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
He clicks pen.
Well, it's settled. We want the Geyser Corporation to build the shopping center.
Thank you so much. We're so happy that you like it.
Well, we'll talk more details after Christmas.
All yes, right. And I look forward to it.
Great.
They leave the conference room.
Nicely done.
Yes!
Pump's fist.
And I was surprised this past week when I came by and I didn't see you slumped over your desk early in the morning. But whatever you were doing, it worked. I'm going to go and put a call into the board.
Rachel leaves.
Now, I wonder what inspired you to go in a more sentimental direction.
I'll be back.
Steven pats Tom's shoulder and walks to front desk.
Oh, Rachel?
Yes?
You have a minute?
For you, of course.
I was wondering if you'd meet with a friend of mine. She's a holiday decorator, and she does great work, and I wanted to see if maybe we could bring her on as the official decorator for all the Geyser buildings.
We usually let someone from the furnishings department handle that. But that might be a good idea. I'll meet with her tomorrow if you want.
Yeah, thank you.
No, thank you. This is our partner things.
Rachel nods and walks away. Steven stands still and looks side to side.
All right, now the hat. Do you want to go center or to the side? Center. Center is a little bit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's his name?
Charlie.
Charlie's over.
Hey.
You look like your pitch went well.
I landed the account.
Yes!
Congratulations.
And I think I might have made partner.
Oh. Wow.
It gets better. There's more. My boss wants to meet with Gretchen tomorrow to discuss being the official decorator for all of our buildings.
She wants to meet with me?
Yep. I hope you're available tomorrow.
I am now. Thank you. I just feel like I have to go home and start prepping.
Just be yourself. He'll do great.
He nods.
This is the one I did for the 4th of July. There are a lot of variations of the flag, but this is probably one of my favorites. It's Halloween at my aunt's inn.
Mm-hmm. Very unique.
Thank you. That's why I started my company. I just feel like no two displays should be alike. Each one should have their own special feel.
I can see that.
And even if it's the same theme, like a Nutcracker Christmas, I like to style it to the building or home that surrounds it.
You're very talented. There's no doubt about that.
Thank you.
But for what we need, you wouldn't have to worry about making East Display different or unique. What connects our properties is familiarity.
Don't you think each property should be decorated to echo what makes it special?
The Geyser Corporation prides itself on consistency. You have a good eye. You'd work wonders for our brand. We'd love to have you come work for us.
See, I was hoping this was more of a contractual type thing where you would hire Holidays Made to Order and we would come in and set up your displays individually for each building.
But if you come to work for us as an in-house decorator, you wouldn't need Holidays Made to Order.
She looks down and pauses.
Thank you so much for this opportunity and for even offering me this. It's just, I don't think this is what I want.
You sure?
She looks down and nods.
Yeah.
If you change your mind, give me a call.
Thank you. It was very nice meeting you.
You too.
Rachel stands up.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They shake hands and Gretchen leaves. Rachel knocks on Steven's door while he is on a call.
Let me call you back. How'd it go?
Is she still here?
Nope. She left. After I explained to her how I saw the position, she didn't seem interested.
Furrows brows.
Yeah, and it's a shame. She's very talented. I guess it just wasn't the right fit for her.
Rachel smiles, hand on doorway. He furrows brows and stands up. He walks through the doorway past her as Gretchen exits an elevator. Steven exits the one beside it.
Gretchen, wait.
She turns.
What happened? Rachel just said you didn't want the job.
Oh, yeah, no. Not that job.
I don't understand. It sounded like a sure thing.
Honestly, I wouldn't be the one calling the shots. I would be another employee at Geyser just being told what to do.
It's really hard to start your own company. Some people don't even make it.
Are you saying that you don't think I'll make it?
No, it's just, you know, there's the way we dream things should be and then the way they actually are.
Is that why you're still at your job?
What does that mean?
Well, your dream is to go build houses, but here you are about to be partner doing something you don't even want to do at a job that's taken over your life. I mean, at least I believe in myself enough to just pursue my dreams.
You know what? I don't want to argue with you, okay? I wanted to know why you didn't take the job, that's all.
I'm really thankful. Thank you so much for that meeting, but it's just not for me.
Let me double your pay then.
What?
For your services. I didn't keep up my end of the bargain, and so I feel bad.
No, you don't have to do that.
No, it's the least I could do. I mean, you did great work.
Is that what this is? You're the client and I'm the employee?
That's what we agreed to, right?
She nods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I will send you an invoice.
Gretchen smiles and leaves.
Gretchen, wait.
She leaves. Silver Pine at nighttime.
So, he just treated you like an employee?
Yeah, like that was all I was to him. I can't believe I ever thought that it was anything more.
You both got along so well. I, for one, thought there was more to it.
I thought he understood the vision I had for my company, and I thought that he believed in me.
How do you know he doesn't?
You should have seen how he reacted when I told him I wasn't taking the job.
Maybe he was just hoping to work with you more.
She shakes head.
I don't know. I realized that I put a lot of expectation on the deal that we made, and I thought that was going to be the key to my company's success.
Maybe the whole point of all of this is that you need to make things happen for yourself. Take a leap. Quit the catalog job.
With no backup?
That's what I did. And with all my newfound time and energy, I was finally able to focus on the inn.
That is scary.
I know. But some of the best things in life are.
know that it'll all work out the way it's supposed to. And think about how much time you'd have to completely focus on getting new clients.
I want that. I really do.
Then give yourself a Christmas present this year. Believe in yourself.
Gretchen looks into her Aunt Lindsay's eyes and tightens lips. Outside of Stephen's house at daytime.
Hey, honey. You're home early.
Stephen enters the room and sits.
Is Gretchen with you? I wanted to go over some ideas about Christmas Eve dinner tomorrow night.
No, she's not with me.
I'll call her over then. She mentioned something about a skating rink nearby that I wanted to check out.
I don't know if Gretchen's going to be around anymore. We kind of had a fight.
What happened?
She wasn't interested in this job that Rachel was suggesting. It wasn't what she thought it'd be. I tried to encourage her, but I think I messed it all up. And then I offered to pay her more to make up for it, and she got upset with me.
Of course she did. That probably made her feel like this whole time we've just been using her for her services.
That's what we agreed to from the start.
But son, it became so much more than that. She became part of the family.
Ellen furrows her brows. Kirsten smiles.
You're right.
And maybe you fell for her.
Kirsten raises brows. Stephen smirks.
I did.
Tell her.
And say what?
Exactly how you feel.
I will.
He nods, eyes wide, then begins to smile. A tin of gingerbread cookies.
Gingerbread cookie?
Cute.
Have as many as you'd like.
Thank you. Although I don't think any amount of gingerbread cookies is going to make me feel good right now.
No, but talking to him might.
And say what?
I don't know. How about, hey, Steven, I'm falling for you.
Which is ridiculous because I've only known him for like 2 weeks.
Then how about, hey, Steven, let's be more than client and decorator.
Gretchen, sack of orders coming in for the new year. Thought you might want to get a head start. Also, when you get back from break, come see me. There's something we should discuss.
Actually, Nolan, I am going to give you my 2 weeks' notice.
What?
What?
I started a decorating business, and I want to give it a fair shot. And the only way to do that is to really put the time that it deserves into it.
She nods. Nolan raises brows and nods.
Well, we'll miss you. You're a good worker. With a good eye.
Thank you. And if you ever need anybody to decorate your office, you just call me.
Yeah, we will do.
Hands him a business card. He nods and walks away.
That was amazing.
That felt good. I mean, it was terrifying, but it was good.
I'm so proud of you. You finally just did it.
Yeah, I did.
A silver star twinkles atop a massive Christmas tree outside Stephen's office. Tom comes in and sits at his desk.
Doing some last minute cleaning before Christmas?
No, I'm packing up my stuff.
Ah, Rachel finally decided to give you that private office, did she?
No, actually, I'm telling her that I quit.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I like this job. I don't like the hours, I don't like the pressure. I don't like the fact that I lost myself in it for so many years.
What are you gonna do?
I think I'm gonna go back to the reason I became an architect in the first place. I'm gonna design single-family homes.
He nods. At Silver Pine, Lindsay and Gretchen set a table for eight.
I just don't understand why we're setting so many plates.
Well, actually, I'm expecting a few guests.
Who?
Lindsay smiles.
There they are now. Why don't you bring them up?
Gretchen walks past Lindsay with a smile. Lindsay looks over her shoulder and smiles. Gretchen walks downstairs.
Merry Christmas Eve!
Stephen's family.
What are you guys doing here?
We couldn't imagine having Christmas Eve dinner without you. We called to invite you guys over, and Lindsay told us we should all just come over here.
I love seeing you guys.
Well, I want you to know, well, we all want you to know, how much we loved spending time with you last week, and the entire family agrees that thanks to you, This is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Mm-hmm. That means so much to me. I have loved every minute with you guys.
You're part of our family, Gretchen, whether you like it or not.
Really?
Yes, of course. Without you, my daughter would never have the courage to tell me what she wanted to do with her life.
So, can we celebrate over dinner?
Oh, yes, yes. My aunt set up the big table, so please go on upstairs.
Let's go. Come on, Ben.
So happy you came.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry I'm late.
Steven enters. He puts coat on front desk.
Hi.
I had to get this out of my car.
Hands business card.
What is this?
It's the company I'm starting. Building Family Homes. I wanted you to be the first to have it since you're the one that inspired me to do it.
What about your firm?
I quit.
She grins, crinkles nose.
I quit my job too.
That's great. Now you can focus on what you really want to do.
You too.
They both smile.
Who knows, maybe someday Holidays Made to Order can decorate some of the homes that I build, you know?
I would really like that.
He smiles, mouth open, then shuts it.
I should have told you what you meant to me before.
I shouldn't have let you walk away.
The truth is, you're incredible. And working with you, spending time with you, just being with you the last few weeks has changed my life forever.
She nods.
Bumping into you in that lobby was the best thing that ever happened to me.
She looks at his lips as he looks at hers. Beside the brightly lit Christmas tree, they approach each other and kiss. They lean their foreheads together and pause for a moment, then look up at each other and smile. She grins and follows him upstairs as he holds her hand. Greenery and multicolored lights string the natural wood banisters of the stairway. They emerge upstairs as the family sits at the dining room table with a meal. They all clap and smile at the new couple. He pulls out a chair for her to sit beside her Aunt Lindsay, then Stephen sits beside her on the corner of the table. Her aunt touches her shoulder and speaks with a smile.